Mitchell. Robin is recovering from knee surgery, both of his knees, for crying out loud. And he had the surgery yesterday afternoon. He's up and walking around this morning. Isn't that something?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. He says, oh, I understand why I was in so much pain. And I thought, you never mentioned you were in pain. Wow. Well, some of the things we don't know about the people we're closest to, I guess, right? And joining us from the Daily Interlake, Melissa Wells.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. And I've been watching you, some of the stuff you've been doing back in the back room there. It's pretty cool music coming out of there.
It is pretty cool. You'll have to come. The third is our next one on Friday at noon.
Who are you bringing in?
Oh, it's really exciting. We have Halliday and Rob Quist.
Oh my gosh, Halliday Quist. Oh boy, yeah. That'll be fun. What's interesting about it is the way you're doing this, it's all original music.
It is original music.
Yeah, we're not doing cover stuff here.
No. So we really get to showcase these musicians and these artists with their, you know, their true voice and their true art. So it's really
fun. You know, and it's music you won't hear anywhere else.
That's absolutely true.
All right. We want to talk about newspaper carriers today.
Yeah, I do. They're sort of our unsung heroes. They're the ones we have to have to get the newspapers to where they belong every morning.
Well, it's a little different than when I was a carrier for the Interlake when I was, I think I was probably 10 years old. And now and then I'd go up and on 3rd and 4th Avenue East and 2nd Avenue East where my route was. And I'm looking at houses that are now on the historic register that I was throwing newspapers at.
You can still throw newspapers at those houses. There's still folks that live in them. But yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but we're doing it differently now. We're not newspaper boys anymore.
No, I mean, there's lots of different ways. We have folks that, you know, to the more rural routes that, you know, have to take their cars. Others that do foot traffic or toss from the, you know, the window of their car. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it really just depends. We have a lot of varied neighborhoods and terrain and areas, you know, for our carriers to navigate and to deliver to.
You know, I made about $30 a month doing that, which in, you know, 1959 and 1960 was a heck of a lot of money for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, I was able to fund an awful lot of things.
I bet. Some new bikes and
but these days,
trips to Norms.
Yeah. We kind of kept up with that inflation.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a really great job for some supplemental income or for part-time, and especially for those night owls. We are, you know, the Daily Interlake is truly, I'm one of the few home-delivered newspapers in the state. Most of the other newspapers have gone to a mail delivery with the postal service. And sort of the difference there is that your Daily Interlake, Sunday through Friday, will be on your doorstep or in your tube by 6:30 every morning at the latest. Sometimes they come a lot earlier. So it's really neat to be able to be a morning newspaper and to rely on our carriers to make sure that, you know, that news, that community connection makes it to everybody's door or under their driveway or every
morning.
Well,
actually, it's get delivered when it's news instead of in a, you know, 4 days later.
Yeah,
in the mail.
Instead of 4 days later or later in the afternoon. So it's pretty unique. I think it's a really special thing that we have here in Northwest Montana to, you know, continue to have a newspaper that is, you know, community driven, but also home delivered like it is.
And you said something about rescue stories. Tell me about that.
Boy, our carriers, you know, they are sort of the night watch, right? Like they are one of the few folks that are out and about during those late, early morning hours. We've had a couple times where a carrier has found, come across an injured person in their driveway and taken them to the hospital. We've had at least a couple times where our carriers have alerted residents to fires. One had a fence on fire and they, you know, bang on the door and
wake
the folks up.
Hey, you might want to call the fire department.
Yeah, exactly. And then even one where, you know, the carrier was instrumental in getting some folks awake and out of their apartment while a fire was going on. Like quite literally, the folks came in and sang their thanks and said, "What, you literally like saved our lives." So I think that that's a really interesting thing about our carriers. You know, they also see, they're out in the middle of the night, so they see all kinds of different things. They've seen every native animal possible, you know, bobcats and and everything. So it's kind of a neat job to be, you know, out in the world during that time.
The guy that delivers west of Kalispell up around Foy's Lake, this guy's got these huge, like a spotlight on the front of his car. And he uses that, you know, when he's going back in the wood, when there's no traffic around. But as soon as I see him in the morning, like at I leave home about 4:30, and he comes right up and he turns that light off real quick so he doesn't blind everybody. But boy, you know when he's coming.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, yeah. But that's important because there's an awful lot of wildlife up where we live there, up at Foy's Lake.
And, absolutely.
And that would sure ruin his day if he hit one.
Yeah, definitely. They don't want to do that. You know, our carriers are independent contractors, so they use their own cars and, you know, so they definitely want to be sure that they're delivering those newspapers tomorrow. So they're careful and making sure that they're, you know, doing that. Plus, they get to run their same routes again and again. So they get, you know, used to where they're going and what they're up to. Yeah.
So what do you have to do to be a carrier?
Yeah, call us up. We, you know, it takes about 30 carriers to deliver the newspaper. And, you know, we're going everywhere from Polson to, you know, to Whitefish. So kind of a big area that we cover. So what does it take? You know, basically we're looking for folks that are 18 years or older and that have, you know, reliable car that is Montana appropriate. In that, you know, they're usually out and about before plows are out and that sort of thing. So definitely something reliable.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, basically what we like to do is tailor routes to, you know, certain locations or, you know, how much folks want to make or how long they want to work. You know, we can piece things together to make it work for them.
How many papers does an average carrier deliver?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know if I know the answer to that specifically because, you know, some carriers have more miles to drive, but fewer newspapers to deliver. And then it's, there are some that that's their career. And so they load them up and they drive from, you know, 12:30 at night till 6 in the morning, delivering as many as they can. So that's too hard for me to answer.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a comparison. I had the privilege of having the largest route, paper route in the Interlake. And I had 102 papers I delivered to 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Avenues East. Not the whole length of them, but that whole section there. So just about everybody there got a copy of the paper.
Yeah,
so
everybody
really
should
cool.
get a copy of the paper.
Yeah, really, it was really neat. And being able to do that. And I inherited the route from Troy Evans.
Oh, neat.
You know, the movie star?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had it. And I inherited from him. And when I left, I think Gary Tone got it from me. And I'm, you know, of course, a guy by the name of Tim Schuldeis was not the distribution manager, but the
The circulation
director? Circulation manager,
yeah.
And he was a really good guy, and he even kind of kept us all, you know, kind of excited about what we did. And it was great as an experience as a young man. But I would bet it's kind of the same kind of an experience now, too, for people, older people who get in their cars and take those papers out because people do appreciate them.
Oh, people appreciate them so much. In fact, one of my roles at the Daily Interlake is I'm usually, you know, at our sponsored events or at our events, you know, like the Home and Garden Showcase, always chatting people up about the newspaper. And I'm always asking, like, how are we doing? You know, how's everything with your subscription? And those folks that are our subscribers, 9 times out of 10 are like, wow, like our carrier is so amazing. Thank you so much. How do they do it? So, you know, folks are really grateful for those carriers. A lot of times carriers can sort of customize how they deliver the paper to specific households. Occasionally, you know, there's homes where folks are not as able to, you know, walk down to the end of the driveway or that. So within reason, they're able to make those adjustments and to, you know, even hang the newspaper on the doorknob because folks are not able to, you know, bend down to pick it up from their doorstep. So we can't accommodate everything. We still have to get our job done. But
I see a guy over here on 4th Street East, 4th Street West. When I come to work, I see this guy every morning, and he stops in front of this one house, and he walks the paper up to that house.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's somebody that probably would not be able to, you know, to get it otherwise.
Yeah.
That's right there by Elrod School.
Yeah.
Whoever
I would
that
agree
guy
with that.
Is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. And I think it really just goes to show, you know, one, we're a community newspaper. Two, it's your community creating the newspaper, delivering the newspaper. You know, for a lot of folks, that's bringing that community right to their doorstep, right into their hands every morning. Mm-hmm. So it's all a big deal.
So you're the one we talk to.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I mean, if we want to be a carrier, you're the one.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. You can give us a call. We, you know, almost always have open routes and positions for carriers. So we are always looking.
All right. Melissa Wells, thank you so much. And quickly, your next, what do you call it?
Yeah, we call it Press Play.
Press Play, all right.
Yeah, Press Play.
So how do we get tickets for this?
Yeah, we actually, what is else really fun, we have a ticketing website, a ticketing portal that you can go to, and it is flatheadtickets.com. So you can find Press Play tickets there. You can also find tickets that are for sale today for the Flathead Food Truck Festival later in June. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the tickets for Halliday and Romquist are going very quickly.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. How many people can you squeeze in there?
You know, I have 50 chairs. We can have 50 people come and watch the performance live. And
wow.
Yeah, but also if you can't make it, because it is at noon on a Friday, lots of us have other places to be at noon. But you can watch a live stream on the Daylener Lake Instagram or our Facebook page. And then later on, about a week later, we take the video that we've taken from the concert and turn it into sort of the full concert in a video on our YouTube channel and our social media. So
that's terrific.
You can still watch, even if you can't make it.
Boy, I tell you, the opportunity to be one of 50 people to really get to hear and see Robin Halliday Quist, that's not something you get to do.
No.
Most places they play, there are hundreds of people.
It's true. And it's so intimate. You're sitting just a few feet away from the musicians. It's quiet and they're playing just for you. So that's it is really a unique opportunity.
All right. So there you go. Daily Interlakes, Melissa Wells. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Sure.